Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hello guys, and welcome to another episode. How are we all doing? It's been a while since I've sat and done a solo episode, so it feels a bit different to be sat in front of the microphone on my own and not with another person. But do you know what? I actually really, really enjoy doing the solo episodes. As much as I do love chatting to my friends and having guests on and having like completely different conversations, it's also really nice to just sit and feel like I'm having a little one-to-one chat with you and just almost feel like I'm talking to you rather than having a discussion with someone else and you're kind of there, you know? Like, I feel like a guest episode is kind of like two people bouncing back and forward, whereas a solo one is more me chatting to you and you can hear me from a different perspective. Does that make sense? I think it does. But how is your week going? Like, how are we feeling? Are we enjoying the guest episodes? Are we having a good week? Are we having a good month? Are you feeling inspired? I feel like my week has been a bit busy, actually. I've had quite a few different bits going on. A couple of secret project things, which will be revealed shortly. You might remember I was saying a while ago that I had two on the go. So this was one of them. And there is one other thing, which is coming soon. It's taken a little bit longer because it doesn't just involve me. Like, there's a lot of other working parts. So that one is coming soon. I will make sure to absolutely give you a heads up on the podcast, on Instagram, etc. If you didn't know, my Instagram is Jess M. Shepherd. I will leave it in the show notes, but it's spelled double P-A-R-D, if you're wondering, because people spell my name wrong a lot. I think I've got one of those surnames that can be spelled 60 different ways, but I will make sure to give you a heads up on there and keep you fully in the loop about what's going on with that one, because it's very, very, very exciting. But I guess we better kick off the episode with our good vibe of the week. So my good vibe this week is probably being busy. I've really enjoyed being back in the swing of things recently, having loads of things to do again. I'm one of those people that really thrives off being really busy. Like, I really enjoy just being constantly on the go, and it makes me feel more inspired and more creative. Whereas if I'm sat on the sofa for weeks on end, I get really bored. Like, I like a sofa day, don't get me wrong, but I prefer being busy. Like, even on those sofa days, I will probably have cleaned my flat or gone to the gym or done something that means that I'm not just sat on my sofa, because I just can't do it. So I think my good vibe of the week is being busy, because being busy is something that just makes me happy. So let me know what yours are on the podcast Instagram, which is at thegoodvibesclub.podcast. I'd love to hear them. I might start doing my weekly good vibes question boxes on Instagram stories on the podcast one. So every day when the podcast goes live, every Wednesday, I can just put that up and you guys can tell me your good vibes too. Because I think that makes sense, doesn't it? Like, gets you a bit more involved. But anyway, today's episode definitely gets you involved, because I'm going to be answering some of your questions, because I've had actually quite a few questions coming through to the podcast Instagram, which, if you did want to talk to me about anything, is probably the best place to find me. So I definitely recommend giving that one a follow, and any DMs there I normally see quicker than on my other Instagram, because it's a bit less of you on there, so I tend to see things a bit more, and obviously it's a bit more focused. So I've had quite a few questions coming in, and I think some of these are really, really fab questions, which I think a lot of you might want to know the answer to. So I thought, what better way to do this than to put them all in one episode where you can listen through. You've probably got your questions answered. You can also get a bit of insight into other things without maybe... it might even be something that you never thought to ask, but you just now know the answer to, and it's given you a bit more insight. So I thought it would just be a nice little way to chat to you guys and get to know you better. And if you like it, then we can do another one soon. Okay, so the first question is from Go to Growth Therapy, and they've said, can you explain the difference between affirmations and gratitude, please? So I feel like this is quite... it's really hard because it's so different, but it's also kind of similar. So an affirmation is something you say to yourself that is affirming a belief. So for example, I am strong. I am capable of everything I put my mind to. I am a money magnet, etc. So like saying you are those things, like I am X, I am Y. Whereas a gratitude is being grateful for the things around you. So like an affirmation is saying I know that I am this, whereas a gratitude is saying I am grateful for this. So grateful for your family, grateful for your friends, grateful for your house, your food, your life, your love, your coffee in the morning, your whatever it is. Whereas an affirmation is kind of more inward and it's more about you as a person. So saying like things that are affirming your beliefs about yourself. Does that make sense? So for example, you could say something like, I just found a really good example on Google. So an affirmation could be, when I work for something, I achieve it. I am appreciative of the results and I value the work I put in on a daily basis. Whereas if that was a gratitude, you would say, I am so grateful that I'm hardworking and I'm grateful that I achieve everything I put my mind to, or I'm grateful that I've been really productive today. Does that make sense? But obviously, gratitude isn't just focused around that kind of thing. Like, it can literally be that you're grateful for the fact the trees are going green again, or you're grateful for the rain today, or you're grateful for a coffee that made your mood so much brighter and woke you up because you're sleep deprived. I don't know. But I think gratitudes are more about expressing gratitude for the world around you, and affirmations are affirming your beliefs. The next question from Dion leads on quite nicely, and she said, I want to practice gratitude more because I don't really do it. For you, you've said it works better if you do it in the morning, so do you just write anything that comes to mind? So the reason that the morning is better, which I think every single book you will ever read, every person you talk to will always say the morning is better, because by doing your gratitudes first thing in the morning when you wake up, so I don't do this every day, like granted sometimes I do it a little bit later, but I try and do it every morning with a coffee before I do anything else, because basically it sets up your intention for the day. So you're starting that day by flooding your mind with gratitude for everything around you, which kind of sets you up to spend the rest of the day in a really positive and grateful headspace. So you will start to notice all the little things around you more. You'll start to just feel like you're grateful for everything more. I definitely notice on the days when I do my gratitudes, because sometimes I don't, I'm human, sometimes I forget, sometimes I don't have time, but the days when I really do express gratitude, I've noticed that my mindset is overall better and I notice things more. So little things like I might smile more at people, or notice just like cute little things that happen, or, you know, the colour of the leaves changing, and just little things around me that are so much better. And when it comes to what to write, I would say, you kind of do write what comes to mind, or I do anyway, but I also write a little bit with intention. So I will say thank you for things that are happening that day. And I will almost express gratitude for things as if they've already happened. So say, for example, today I am going to, a lunch meeting, and then I've got a podcast recording episode, and then I've got a shopping trip with my friend. I could say, I am so grateful that my podcast recording went well because I've made a really great episode that's going to inspire people. I am so grateful for the shopping trip because I found the perfect skirt that I really wanted, and it was reduced. I am so grateful for, I can't remember what the other thing I said was, the meeting. I'm so grateful that the meeting went well and I have landed a dream job. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can say like things like that, but then I also always put in things that are relating to like the roof over my head, the food that I'm eating, clean water. Like, you don't have to do more than three a day. Some people do just do three a day. I think three a day is great. Personally, I try and do 10, just because from the magic, it's a habit I got into and I really like just kind of spilling that gratitude a bit more. And I'll write down things like being grateful for my mindset towards food changing, because now I can really enjoy a nutritious, healthy meal without any other thoughts coming in. Or I'm grateful for a workout where I push my body and I found my strength. Or like, I'm grateful for the coffee in the morning because it woke me up. Like, literally, it could be anything. Sometimes if I'm struggling to think of things, I will write less, or I will just sit and kind of look around me and be like, what am I grateful for right now? Am I grateful that my house is warm? Am I grateful that the sun is shining, that the birds are singing? Am I grateful that I saw a really nice old man who said hello to me? Like, it could be literally anything, but I think some of them to do with your day works really well. And if you are struggling, being thankful for things like clean water is always a good one, because we sometimes take for granted the fact that we have things like clean water, because there is so many thousands of people in this world who don't have access to clean water. And that's something that we should be grateful for, because we absolutely take it for granted. Like, we can literally turn on our tap and we have free water that is drinkable at our disposal. And that is something that we should definitely be grateful for. Cool, I'm really nervous answering these. I feel really out of my comfort zone answering questions, because I think it's that imposter syndrome of, I don't feel like I'm not a manifestation coach. Like, I haven't been in this game teaching people how to do things for a long time. I've been self-practicing for years, but it's really intimidating. It's really daunting. Like, I'm out of my comfort zone, guys. I am fully, fully out of my comfort zone. Okay, I have another one that says, oh, it's from Alicia. I was about to say, I can't see where I've written a name. Alicia. What got me into law of attraction in the first place? So I got into the law of attraction because of friends, actually. So I had a couple of friends who were really into it, and they would always go on about this secret. And I was like, what is the secret? Why are you all talking about the secret? Like, why don't you just share the flipping secret, for God's sake? Like, why are you keeping it? What is the gatekeeping all about? And I found out that the secret was obviously a book about changing your mindset. And it came to me at a point where I was really low. I was going through the worst breakup I've ever been through. I didn't really know who I was. I felt like I had lost my identity. I had just started living in London and I was feeling really lost and I didn't know how I'd pay my rent. And I was very, very newly doing this full time. By this, I mean like Instagram and YouTube and stuff, obviously not the podcast. This is very new. But I was in like a whole new world and I was so out of my comfort zone and I was so just overwhelmed with a lot of things. And I remember specifically, this isn't the defining moment of when I discovered it, but I remember sitting on a flight to Thailand and one of my friends, Sinead, I'd been telling her that I was feeling really anxious and really like, I basically had sent all the girls this message, which I was terrified to do, just being like, look guys, I'm really struggling at the moment. We're going on this trip. It was a press trip actually to Thailand with Pandora, which was amazing. And I just sent them all this message saying, look, I feel really, really out of sorts at the moment. Like if you see me go off to my room, please, please, please just talk to me. Like, even if I don't look like I want to talk, like I promise I do. So please just like, just be mindful of the fact I'm anxious, but like help me out. And she messaged me and was like, look, I've got this book and you need to read it because it's amazing. I'm going to give it to you on the flight, read it, it's great. And she did. And I can't remember what the name of this book was, but it was like a meditation focused book and it was orange with a purple spine. And I cannot remember what it was called. I'll try and find it and leave it in the show notes or I'll ask her. But I actually lent it to another friend afterwards who now has it. So she needed it. I passed it on. I feel like you're always called to give people books and you should do that. One of the only books I have actually passed on, because it was one of the only ones I didn't write in. But this book, I remember reading it and being like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I was flicking through the pages and I was screenshotting all these pages. And I remember in the end, she was like, Jess, just have it. Like, just have the book because you're screenshotting it. Like, just have it. So she gave it to me. And it was honestly, it just changed a lot of my mindset. And I'll be honest, it took me a while to really start getting into it. And it was definitely a journey. So this was probably back in, God, like 2016, 2017, maybe 2018, something like that. It was a while ago. And I read that, which led me onto The Secret, which led me onto The Magic. And I just remember my eyes being opened. Like I was literally sitting like, I am worthy of so many things. Like I would just say things and believe them wholeheartedly and be like, I'm going to get a campaign with this brand. Like they're going to want to work with me. They're going to come to me this week. They're going to want to work with me. And within days, that person would have come to me. Or I'd be like, oh, I really want to do a trip to this place. And I'd get a trip. It was madness. And I was like, this is working. Like, no wonder everyone talks about this because it bloody works. And then over time, I discovered more and more about my spirituality and what the law of attraction means to me. And there is a lot of inner work. Like, law of attraction is always going to be there. It's always going to work. But I do think there is a lot of inner work to be done as well. Like, if you are really wanting to get into the nitty gritty of it and start really manifesting amazing things, there is a lot of inner work that you have to do and working out why you think the way you think, why you are negative or why you have those beliefs around money. And it's a lot of like self-love and self-belief and going on a journey to find your true self at the same time, which we can go into more in the future because that's kind of what I'm focusing on at the moment, is really learning about who I am and what I'm about. Like kind of breaking down those beliefs, because money beliefs especially I think are a big barrier for me. Like I don't struggle to manifest many things, but I do kind of struggle to manifest money a bit because I think there is just a lot of beliefs there and I really need to work on them and just get to the root cause of why I think the way I think about money and myself. And there's a lot of things. Like it is a whole other deep dive and there is a lot of what I've heard other people call shadow work, which you kind of need to do in the background, because if you can sort all of those things out, then you can kind of just manifest anything. Like the manifestation comes easily. I was actually listening to Emma Mumford's podcast the other day. It was yesterday. I came across it for the first time. I didn't even know she had one actually, even though I follow her on Instagram and I've she said something about how if you do the inner work, the manifesting comes easily. And I was like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. And it's so true. So I think, yeah, that's kind of where the law of attraction journey started for me. But it is definitely a journey. And it's something that I'm always learning about. And that's kind of why I wanted to start this podcast, because I wanted to be able to give some information and guidance to you guys while also being on a journey myself. Like, I'm not the biggest know-it-all of all this stuff. Like, I'm still learning myself, and I think everyone is. Like, you're never going to get to being like the almighty, like, knower of all things, but you can advise as you go. And I think the secret is something that should be shared. It's not something to be gatekeeped, because the law of attraction is always whether you know about it or not. Okay, the next question is from Sharon, who said, I'd like to know how you deal with negative relationships that aren't easy to cut off, like close family members. Really love some advice. Do you know what? This is quite a hard one, but I can absolutely relate, because I have had and do have people in my life who can be a little bit more negative. Everyone does. Like, no one is ever fully, fully positive. And I think negativity is a lot easier to have as an emotion. It's so much easier to think negatively on a situation than it is to think positively, for the most part. Like, if you're driving in traffic and someone's like, just, you know, cut you up or sworn at you or something, obviously your instant reaction is negativity. It's not positivity. Like, there's so many. But I would say the one thing that you could do is try and almost guide them subtly. So if they are someone who automatically leans to those negative thought processes, like, oh, I just hate going to work, work's so annoying, kind of try and steer them towards being positive about the fact that they have a job, and like, some of their friends are at their workplace, so they can see them every day. And it's almost just about that guidance, because you can't change someone else's way of thinking and you can't force someone to be positive, but you can try and put positive spins on what they're saying and try and help them to see that there is a positivity and there is a better way to think of things. It's really, really difficult. I do completely get it, and I empathize with you a lot, because, or especially if they're someone like a sibling or a mum or a dad or, you know, a grandparent, it is really difficult. And if they are someone who just is so set in their ways and you've tried that before and they don't want to change and the communication's just not there, they don't want to know, then maybe just try distancing a little bit and just try not to spend as much time with that person, because it's so hard to not take on someone else's emotions if you're around someone. And I think the best thing you could do in that situation is just to take a little bit of distance and just kind of protect your energy a little bit, if that helps. Okay, the next one is from Claire, who has said, how do you stay positive while you're feeling overwhelmed? That's me right now. I'm not going to lie, I feel that way. I'm literally so overwhelmed. There is so many things going on, but I'm living for it. I love being busy, as I've already said. Like, I just really enjoy being busy, but I also do find it sometimes a bit overwhelming, especially when I am like out the house consecutively for like 7 or 8 days in a row, because as much as I don't like having sofa days, I'm a homebody, I'm a Cancer, I'm a crab, I like being in my shell. And I do find that I need those days at home to recharge, even if I'm not chilling at home and I'm still working or I'm still doing something. Like, I love to be at home. But I think the biggest thing to do if you're feeling really overwhelmed and you're starting to notice that it's making you feel a bit more negative is to slow down. Being overwhelmed is literally the biggest sign in the world to just slow down, appreciate the smaller moments, and work on those self-love tasks that help you to up your vibration back up and stay positive. So you don't necessarily need to have a day off. Like, self-love can mean different things to different people, but just do what makes you happy. So personally, I find if I need some like self-love time, I will do things like go to the gym to work on my body, or like, you know, just to make myself feel strong and feel like I'm moving. Or I'll spend some time with friends, or I'll watch a series that I really like, or do a little task that just makes me happy. Like, I actually have a Harry Potter cross stitch and I do it in the evenings. Like, it's something that a lot of my family have always done. So my mum does it, my aunties, my grandma, etc. And I just find it really therapeutic. And when I've gone through really, really hard times in my life, it's just really helped me to have those moments of clarity, alongside like reading books and stuff. Like, they're just little things that I find really help to like center me back and just give me a more mindful moment. I'm personally not someone who can meditate. I'm really trying to get back into being able to meditate, but I actually talk on this on an episode coming soon with Georgia, but I associate meditation with that really awful breakup in my life, because at that time I was desperate to do anything that would make me feel better. Like, I felt so, so, so low. And I remember downloading Headspace, and it was when the whole thing had like started coming up about these like meditation apps. And I said to Georgia, like, that guy's voice, genuinely, I can't listen to it. Like, it's like I have this weird trauma around his voice, because I would try and meditate and I was so anxious and down, and like I felt so rubbish that when I try and meditate, it just made me feel worse, and it was awful. So meditation is something I'm trying to get back into, and that does really help a lot of people. But honestly, I think just spend some time really doing what makes you happy, and you will know. Can you cut the bit where I've just started a bit? You'll notice that you get more positive, and keeping doing those gratitudes as well. I think keep doing the gratitudes, and even though you're not feeling positive and you're feeling overwhelmed, just by writing down those gratitudes, you are forcing your mind to be grateful for things, and it will help to get you back on track, I think. I feel like a bit of an agony aunt. I've never actually done like a question and answers kind of thing like this before. I've done them on stories and stuff, but it's different when you can write it out and you're not saying it. But I'm very much enjoying it. I'm just sat here in my little office / dressing room / spare room / not really an office, because I don't really sit in here to do anything apart from record the podcast. But it's basically where all my clothes live, and I've got my coffee. James just went to the shops and got himself some food for the week, and he bought me back a coffee that I wasn't expecting, which is lovely. So I'm just sipping away and, you know, under my heated blanket, living my best life, answering some questions. But I've got three more that I'm going to do. Four more that I'm going to do. And then I'm also going to do another episode, I think, because I'm really enjoying this. I'm having the best time ever. But jumping into another one. So there's a couple that are more focused around age and life choices. So the first one was from Harriet, who said she's 21 years old and stuck in what feels like a limbo of life choices. How do you know what to decide? What path is next? And how have you made big decisions in your life or career, like starting the podcast, and not been worried about failing / the repercussions of failure? Girl, feel the fear and do it anyway. It's my favorite saying at the moment. Like, you have to feel that fear and do it anyway. If it's something that scares you, it's probably because it's outside of your comfort zone. And one of the best pieces of advice I was ever given is that magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And it's so freaking true. If something scares you, don't let that put you off doing it. Like, this podcast terrified me. Like, I don't even know if I've told this story, but when I decided to do it, I've wanted to do it for about a year. And I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And I didn't want to start because I was so scared of what to do. Like, I think back in like 2021 is when I first started thinking about this and like what. And I think it was January. I think I mentioned this in the first episode. In January, I bought a microphone and I was like, do you know what? Sod it. I'm just going to buy a microphone and we're just going to make it work. And I was terrified. Like, the day the microphone turned up, I was so scared. I literally plugged it into the computer and I was like, well, now what do I do with it? Like, what do I do now? And I went into the kitchen and I just looked at James and I was like, I'm so overwhelmed and I don't know what to do. And I burst out crying and I was like, I'm so out of my comfort zone. I have no idea what to do. I literally couldn't even speak. I was so, so anxious and nervous and like terrified. And he was like, Jess, like, get on YouTube. You know what you're doing. It's good that you're at your comfort zone. Like, you can do this. It's fine. And I went on YouTube and I looked up how to start a podcast, and I watched a few different videos that were saying like different platforms to download and like different recording software. And I basically sat, downloaded the softwares, tried a few things out to see which one I preferred and which one I found like the easiest interface to use. And I did like 4 or 5 versions of the first episode before I recorded the actual one that went up, because I was just so nervous. Like, the initial part of the episode is the first one that I ever did, but the rest of it is like the 4th or 5th attempt. So yeah, it was terrifying. Like, it genuinely scared me so much. And I'll be honest, I make a lot of decisions because of my fear. Like, I will feel that fear and I'm like, do you know what? Actually, if I'm that scared to do it, it's probably because it's the right decision to make. Even down to like the career I have. Like, I left university, I had a PR marketing job for like, and I remember just going into work the one day and being like, I can't do this anymore. And I told my boss, like, can we please go have a meeting? Cause like, I need to talk to you. And she was literally sat there and she's like, I knew it was coming. Like, I know you need to go do your thing. And I was like, I'm terrified, but I need to just do it. And I had no idea where my next paycheck would come from. I was not making that much money at the time. Like, I think I was just about paying my rent and my bills. And I just did it. I was like, do you know what? It's going to work itself out. Everything will be fine. If it doesn't work out, I'll get another job. Like, it will be okay. And I just kind of like leaped into it and was like, if I'm scared, this is going to be the right decision. Like, I know, like, I am quite an intuitive person and I feel like I just have that sense of knowing. Like, your gut knows the right decision. If you, like, even if you're a bit scared and there's a fear, your gut just knows. Like, if you're like, say for example, you're in a relationship and you kind of know that you're not really into that person anymore, but you stay anyway, your gut knows that you are not supposed to be in that. Like, it just, it knows, your gut knows. But I do think if you're at a stage where you are wondering what your next decision is, for one, you're 21 years old. Like, 21 years old, you don't need to have your life figured out. What I thought I'd be doing now at 21 is very, very, very vastly different. Like, I hadn't even gone to... No, I just left college to do fashion design. And I think that was when I started to realize this is what I wanted to do. I'm not even doing that anymore. Like, I just think 21 is so young, and I don't think it's right that we're expected to make those decisions as 18-year-olds of what we want the rest of our life to look like, because no one knows at that age. Like, very, very few people know. So don't feel like you need to have your life together. Don't feel like you need to be making big, big, big decisions about the rest of your life. If there is a path that you really want to go down, amazing. But you can train for anything at any stage of life. J.K. Rowling wrote Harry Potter when she was in her, 40s or 50s? Like, there's so many different things you can go into. Like, Simon Cowell created his whole music empire and he doesn't even have a GCSE. Like, there is so many possibilities. But if you are a bit worried about the next decisions, maybe journal it out and just, like, have a little minute to yourself. Go on a walk if you don't want to write and just really be alone with your thoughts and just keep thinking of the why. So I actually listened to a podcast recently. It's called... I think it's called Mindset. Oh God, I did this last time. I can't remember what it's called. Let me quickly look it up on Spotify. It's called Mindset, Magic and Manifestation. I always get... but she basically talked about how every time you have a decision to make, you need to think about your why and question that why 7 times. So you could start with, I really don't know what I want to do with my future. Why don't I know? Because I feel stuck and I'm really worried I'm going to fail. But why are you worried you're going to fail? And kind of keep going down that and just keep asking yourself why. And eventually you will get to the core root of why you're scared, what it is that you want to do. Like, I promise you, everything will be okay and everything will work itself out. But if you are scared, just feel that fear and do it anyway. I promise you, it will be the best thing you ever did. And even if that thing fails, I don't still think it's a failure. I still think it's something that you tried and it's good that you worked it out. But there's always a million and one other things you can do. It's going to be okay, I promise. The next one kind of leads on to that, and it's from Lucy, who said, what do you do to avoid comparing yourself to others on social media where it feels like everyone is living their best life, and avoid making comparisons to where other people are in their life? I.e., I'm early 30s and it seems like everyone's getting married. Oh my God, I feel you. I was literally saying to my friend the other day, it feels like everyone has suddenly announced a pregnancy. Everyone is suddenly pregnant. A lot of weddings are suddenly happening, but I think a lot of the weddings are because people have been engaged for a really long time. And I think with like the whole lockdown situation, there's a lot of weddings that were pushed back. So that's kind of, I think, why the wedding thing's happening. But also, we're just at that age where people start settling down and it's okay. I used to really struggle with the idea of like needing to be on the right timeline for like my age. So I always thought that I'd be like married by 27 and like have kids. This is when I was really young, by the way. Now I realize that's ridiculous and I would never have wanted that. But I always thought that I'd be that girl that was like married by 27 with like some kids and whatever. And I thought by 30, I'd have like my perfect career, everything would be working out. And I think that's heavily stemmed from our grandparents especially, and our parents just like having this mentality of like, well, you're 30, like that's when you should have your life figured out. And it's so not. Like, it is totally okay not to have our life figured out by this point, and it's okay not to be on the same timeline as other people. And I think I mentioned this in my episode with Ebony actually, but we said that we were going to download Bumble BFF, and I downloaded it yesterday. I went on it. Very, very bizarre concept, I'm not going to lie. The first couple of times I was like messaging someone, I was like, this is really weird because it's kind of dating, but it's not, and I feel really weird. But I just found it really interesting because everyone's bios are saying how they're on it because they want similar mindset friends, and like their friends are all settling down or they've moved away or they've had babies and they want like-minded people. And I kind of think that's quite a good thing to have. Like, I think it's good to have different friends in different kind of settings. But I also think like some of my friends are married. They're still great just because they're married. But it's nice to have like your core group who are very much on your timeline. And I think the best thing to do to stop comparing is just to remember that we're all on a different timeline And our timeline isn't a timeline that needs to be set. Like, it literally is whatever we make it. We could get married tomorrow and elope if we wanted to. We could never get married and have 60 cats as 70-year-old women. We could have a brood of children or no children or adopt a child. Like, we can live our life however we want to. And I think we're very blessed that we are the first generation where it is so acceptable to have whatever the frick we want. Like, we're not being tied down to marriage at like 16 like our grandparents were, and having kids really, really early and like settling into a career and being a housewife. We're not our parents where divorce was just about becoming a thing where you should do it. And I think it's really nice to know that we are that generation where we're kind of breaking all the stigmas and the generational trauma of like life should look. But I do think it's very, very difficult when it comes to social media, because everyone on social media seemingly has this perfect life and this perfect happiness. And you've got to remember that Instagram is a highlight reel. People will only show what they want to show, and it'll always be the best bits. So it might look like someone's living their best life, and it might look like they're having the best time ever, and you know, they've got it all figured out. But I guarantee you, they still have bad days too, and there's a high chance they probably don't have it figured out, and they're just posting the highlights like everyone else is. But I think the best thing to do to avoid comparison is to just remember that you are on the right path for your life, the right path for you, and everything will work out to work out. That's the kind of way I look at it. Like, I am 30. I have just moved in with my boyfriend. I'm not married, we're not engaged, waiting for the ring, there's no babies, and I'm okay with that. Like, I did have a really hard time a couple of years ago where I was really panicking about the fact that that was the way my life was looking, and that I was like 28, single, living on my own, had no kids, had no boyfriends, the kids were a long way off, and like, God, when am I going to get a ring? And I just kind of made peace with the fact that it's okay if other people are having that, because it's just not what I want right now, and it's not what I need right now. And it kind of forced me to look inward and realize what I did need in that moment was to look at myself and look at what I wanted and what I needed. And actually at that time, yes, I was really sad about the fact that I didn't have a family and I didn't have a marriage and a mortgage and all these things. But what I did have was time to really focus on myself and really work on who I am and what I can bring to a relationship. And I mentioned this on the Friends episode that I did with Ebony, but I made a conscious effort to really focus my single time on learning to fully know who I am and what I want and be okay with things not working out perfectly, but also to just become a whole person. So just to really fully embrace everything that I am and I'm about, and just make peace with the fact that things won't always go the way that I think they're going to go, but I can manifest and hope that they will. And that really helped, because then I kind of stepped into my new relationship as a whole person, and I feel like I am the best version of myself that I've ever been. And I find happiness from myself. Granted, James makes me so, so, so happy. But I also kind of found that inner happiness within myself. And I wasn't almost seeking like validation from a relationship, which I maybe would have done had I have jumped into a marriage or something before. Does that make sense? I feel like I've kind of gone off on a bit of a tangent here. But we do have a really, really great relationship. And I literally adore the ground he walks. Like, I worship the ground he walks on. He's the best thing ever. But yeah. If he wants to give me a ring, he is more than welcome to give me one ASAP. I would be very grateful. But if it takes a while, that's also okay too. Okay, next question. So Caitlin said, I love journaling and I find it really hard sometimes to keep to the routine. So I wondered if you might be able to create some journal prompts, like with really good questions to ask yourself or things to think about when you're journaling, that I could go back onto your Instagram and find. Sorry, I know it's more work for you, but I always listen to your podcast on my hot girl walks, so I always forget what to do when it comes to my journal time. 100% I can do this. I will have a little look and think, and I'll make some journal prompts and I'll put them on the goodvibesclub.podcast Instagram account. What I'll do is I'll have a little think and I'll put them up on the same day that this podcast goes live, so that you've got them straight away to look at. And I'll try and create a couple of different ones as well. So there can be different ones for like different reflections maybe. I've never done it before. I normally just write whatever comes into my mind, or I look up on online like different prompts. So actually, maybe I do that. Maybe I'll do like one or two that are like thought of by me with like different things that I normally go through in my head when I journal. And then I'll do one that's like a roundup of ones I found on like Pinterest or something. And then you can save them and refer back to them whenever you want. But if you have any other tips like this, actually, definitely send them over, because I would love to do things like this. Like, I like the idea of having that kind of too. But I do find the journaling routine is really difficult as well. Like, I am someone who really struggles with like remembering to do things like that. So I think I mentioned it on episode one, but I wanted to get into the habit of reading for a little bit every night and journaling for a little bit. I don't really do that every single night, I'll be honest. Like, naughty me, slap on the wrist, but I really want to get back into trying to do it because I really enjoy journaling and I really enjoy like deep diving into my mind and like finding all those little blocks that I've got in there. And like if I've had a really bad day with like comparison or negativity, or maybe I'm just like really anxious and I don't know why, like it's good just to write it out and just feel like I'm getting those thoughts onto paper. Because I don't know if you've ever done like therapy before, but they normally try and get you to, if you've got like a difficult relationship with like someone in your life or like a partner, an ex or whatever, they normally get you to like write down your like thoughts towards that person and what you'd say, and then you either burn it or you throw it somewhere or whatever. And I always found that to be really helpful. Like I had a Reiki session a few weeks ago, but she got me to write a letter and then I read it out loud to her, and then we sat there and we burnt it on some Palo Santo, which smells divine. If you've never smelled it, I'm actually going to burn it in a minute because it just smells incredible. And I found it really helpful because it really did just release it. So I definitely think that it doesn't work for everyone. Like not everyone gets on with journaling, and that's totally okay. You don't have to be someone who journals. You don't have to be someone who likes that kind of thing. It's okay. Just like meditation. Some people can do it, some people can't. But if you are someone who's into it, it does really, really help. And if you've never tried it, maybe give it a go and see if it does help you, because it might be something you've never tried before and actually you really, really love it and it really, really does help you. But what you write is totally up to you. You could just let your thoughts spill out. You could use prompts. It's totally up to you. I'll leave a link in the show notes actually to the 5-minute journal, which is basically a journal that has like slots for gratitude. And then there's like a whole bit for the day and then a bit for the evening. And it's like journaling without actually journaling. So you kind of write like different, I can't remember exactly what it says, but it's like different things within your day. And it just is like an almost brief journaling, brief little like niggle of your day that's annoyed you or something. Like I can't remember exactly what it is, but I found it really, really useful when I used it. I just found that I wanted to write longer gratitudes than it allowed me to do. But that's it for today's episode, guys. I can't believe I've already recorded a whole episode. That feels like it's gone so quick. I think I started recording like 30 minutes ago and it feels like it's been 5. But I think the good vibe task of the week is going to be a really chilled one this week. So if you've got a question to ask me, then feel free to go on the goodvibesclub.podcast Instagram account and ask away. So it's literally thegoodvibesclub.podcast, and ask me any questions you want in the DMs. And what I'll do, so typically I don't reply to them straight away, so please don't get offended. What I did last time was I basically, any questions that came in, I didn't answer, like I didn't open the DM until I knew I was going to be making this episode. So don't be offended if I don't reply. I will have seen it. I'll have just made a note of what you've said, just so that I don't lose it in all the other DMs and stuff. But please cut that out, Tally. So yeah, the task is, if you've got a question, to send one. If you don't, then don't worry about a task this week, guys. There is no homework. We are not going to go away with anything. But I really do hope you enjoyed this episode and just hearing a little bit more from me. I still feel like a fish out of water with the whole podcast manifestation stuff, because I really feel like I know a lot. But then when I sit down to do the podcast, I'm like, God, do I know that much? Like, am I saying the right thing? And I think it is that thing of self-doubt where you just doubt yourself, and we all do it. We absolutely all do it. And I think I'm getting better at like realizing that actually, like, I do know what I'm talking about a lot of the time. And you know, everyone's still learning. Everything is a journey. Growth is a journey. We're all on it and it's a good time. But hopefully you enjoyed this podcast episode, guys. If you haven't already, please remember to follow me on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave a little rating. I know on Spotify you can only give like a star rating. Obviously give me a 5 if you love it. Thank you so much. But if you're on Apple Podcasts, I'd really appreciate if you could give me a review, because it really helps the podcast to be heard by more people and it helps to get the word out there. And if you do listen to the podcast and share a story, let me know where you're listening, because I love seeing where people listen to these. Like I've had you guys tag me on your walks, when you're driving to work, obviously once you've stopped, but I've had so many stories of like where you've been listening, and I think it's really cool that some of you are going to end up listening on like holidays or the plane or just, you know, various situations, and it makes me so excited. Actually, as you're listening to this, I'm off on a little girl's trip this weekend for Ebony's birthday. She's turning 30. Remember to wish her a happy birthday. So we're going on a little girls trip, which is going to be super exciting. I think it's the weekend after this goes live. It might be the one after that. But yeah, we're going on a cute little girls trip, which will be really nice. So we're going to have a weekend of sun and chill by the pool vibes with really good food. And I'm so excited. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. And I'll speak to you in my next one. Bye.